Welcome to Shalom Shalom Daf Shir's Ban Solu Nishmas Sam Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis discusses when does a woman, a kala, need to go back to her father's house? And the Gemara says that there is a redufo v'she'ein a redufo. Rashi Psachim explains redufo means she really wants to go back to her father's house because she's not so comfortable in the house of her husband. But she'ein a redufo is she's very chaviv, she's very happy in her husband's house. Then the Gemara brings two drushes in Agatha. One is, as eighty bein of kemoitz shalom, ama biyuchanon kekala shanim tis shleya beis chamiyo, uredufa leilech lagit shir beveis avio. She is very comfortable in the house of her husband, and she's redufa to go to her father's house to speak about that shvach. The next drusha is, v'yaba yoyim ha'unu ha'mashem tikrei shil tikrei li'oit ba'ili, meaning Am Yisrael called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ishi, not Baili, which is more intimate. Kal in the house of her husband. In the Chorah, these last two Ma'amorim, we have to understand how they fit the beginning of the Gemara. First of all, the beginning of the Gemara said Redufo. Redufo meant, as Rashi says in Psachim, that she's not very comfortable in the house of her husband. She wants to go back to her father's house. That's why the husband needs to allow her to do that. The Gemara Shmos of our Gemara. And this first drush of the Gemara, like Mora says, she moitzes shalom, she's very happy in the house of her husband, and she wants to go back to her parents' house to see how good she has it. That doesn't fit with that Gemara. And the next drush is, kal beis chamiyah v'lo kal beis aviyah, she's very comfortable in the house of her husband, and it seems she doesn't want to go back to the house of the father. What stage is that, and how is this different than the previous Gemara that said that she wants to go back to her father's house and say how good it is in her husband's house? So to explain this Gemara, let's go into a sugi of Shabbos. The Mogen Avraham brings in Siman Reish Samiches that our minig is that on the Friday night we say in Tefillah Ve'enuchu Vo Loshon Nekeva. In Tefillah day we say Ve'enuchu Boy Loshon Zocher. And in Minchah Shabbos, we say Ve'enuchu Bom, plural tense. The Mogen Avraham was quoting the Sefer Shiyore Knesset HaGdoyle. And Shiyore Knesset HaGdoyle goes on to add one more thing. He says, the reason is, because, and the Friday night is Kekalo Beveis Aviyah, our Gemara. And what Ari Ad Shikar Simcha Beveis Aviyah. And in Shachris, the Shabbos is Kekalo Beveis Chamiyah. The Ikar Simcha is the house of the husband. And in Mincha is when you have the combination of both. What is the meaning of the Shiur Knesset HaGdoyle? Why the Simcha changes? So the Sefer Chem Das Yomim, he brings the name of the Arizal that says the same idea, and he adds another line. Now just to point out that we already mentioned in these Shiurim that the Chem Das Yomim Sefer is a controversial Sefer, not everyone agreed and accepted the Sefer. And maybe this point also adds to it. He's quoting the Arizal that we don't have. And furthermore, the Chidah in the Machzik Bracha, he brings it says, and the Arizal does not say to say bo, boy, and bom. But the Guri Ari, the Talmidim of the Arizal, did keep this minug, and it's brought down in other places. So the Chidah is quoting the Arizal, Pash is not the Arizal. But maybe he means the Shiur Knesset HaGdoyle, because he quotes exactly the words of Shiur Knesset HaGdoyle, but he adds another sentence. And he says the following. Kalu beis Sevilla ikar simcha bo. Kalu beis chamiya ikar simcha boy. And in mincha ikar simcha is biyichudo shalom. Meaning, when we're focusing on kalu beis Sevilla, then the main simcha is the kalu. Kalu beis chamiya, the main simcha is the chasim. And then we have a simcha that includes both together. And here is the place to bring the tzaddik hakohen that we mentioned a few times. The Tzaddik Kedushas Shabbos Ma'amidala explains, based on the Arizal, that Friday night is the time where is the Avoido, the Tachtoinim. That's when we're doing the work. Shabbos day is Kivyocha coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With that he explains, you have Zocher V'Shomer. Zocher is when we're doing, when we're Poyel, and that belongs to Friday night, that's when we're doing the Kiddush. Shabbos day, it's happening on its own, Kiddush V'Kaimo. Am Yisrael is receiving it, they're not doing anything. They're Shomer, they're just keeping Shabbos. Because Shabbos day is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiyochel Poyel. And Friday night was Am Yisrael's Poyel. So going back to Shiur Knesset HaGdoyle and the Chem Das Yomim ends, on Friday night is the Simcha of Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael is Moshe Kekalo. So we say, Bo, Moshe Nekevo. On Shabbos day is the Tzimcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol spoil. So we say boy, connected the Zohar, which is connected Hashem. And then when we get to Mincha of Shabbos, that's when we add the combination of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, the Yichud Shalom, which is coming last Lavoi, and that's when we say boom. So it comes out according to this, that there's three stages. There's three different inyonim. One is a kala in the house of her father, that she belongs there only. There's another one that it's the base of chasad, he's the poyel, and it's only him. And then there's the combination of both. Efshar, that's the three parts of our Gemara. The first part of the Gemara, before the Agato, the Gemara says there's a kala who's redufo, she wants to go back to her father's house. The chasad cannot stop her. That's a kala that belongs to her father's house, the pchino of amiso of the bo. Then there's the second part. That's a kala beis chamiyo. She belongs to her husband's house, that she's very happy there. But she wants to go see the shvach bebeis avion, meaning that she is not completely immersed and belongs to beis chamiyo. She's very happy beis chamiyo. Beis chamiyo is giving her whatever they need. But she still wants to go back home and see what's going on. That's connected the pchino of boy. Shmuel is giving us, we're receiving, but we don't belong there yet. And then says the Gemara, "Bayoyimahu Akshbuch will be called Ishi v'loy Baili." That's when you have a Chibur Shalem. Says the Gemara, "Kikal Beis Chamiya." That not only she's Beis Chamiya, she belongs to Beis Chamiya. That's her place. It's the place of both of them together. It's not the husband's place, and she still belongs to her father's house. It's both of them together. That's the Pchina Shlishi, the Shiur Knesset Gdol says, Kenegin Mincha of Shabbos, that we say Bom. The three stages of the Gemara are the three stages that we have in Shabbos Kodesh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.